There was a man who was going to Tuscaloosa in Alabama, and he came to a fork in the road, and he wasn't sure which way to go, but there was a young boy there, and he said, "Young man, does it matter which road I take to Tuscaloosa?" And the young boy said, "Not to me. Not to me." During the Great Fast, it is very easy to become a spiritual narcissist, to think it's all about me. How do I feel? How have I done? What's left for me? Who am I better than? Look at that person. They don't seem to measure up. Yet the Lord, in spite of our deficiencies, says each one of us is an evangelist. Our goal in life is to preach the gospel, to not think just of myself, but if I have received any gift, who is it for? For whom did you rise today out of bed? Who are you thinking of? Why are you not preaching the gospel of our Savior? The joy and the beauty of living life well. So today, as a special meditation, think of your life as a gift, not simply to yourself, but you are a gift to others. You are called to be your brother's and your sister's keeper. You are called to pay attention to what other people are doing. We know that in sports, it's so important to be part of a team. It's impossible to play soccer or baseball or football and simply to think about yourself. And so it is impossible to be a Christian, to be an evangelist, and simply to think of yourself, to go back from church and say, "Boy, my spiritual muscles are great." But to say, "Yes, God has given me a gift today. God has given me insight today. Who am I supposed to serve? What am I supposed to say? What words of encouragement am I supposed to speak? Who needs me to think of themselves? Who needs me to call them to say, how are you doing?" In spite of what you may be going through, what a beautiful thing it is to reach out, because it is one of the greatest gifts of life that if you truly try to help someone else, to encourage them with kind words or action, you invariably help yourself. And so that is why from the beginning, the Lord called and said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst." We are responsible for one another. We pray, we fast, we come to church, not simply for ourselves, but for each other. Because the Lord, for our life and for our salvation, came down from heaven. And that is repeated in the creed. From the 4th century, Christians have constantly repeated in what we believe that everything the Lord did, He did for us. And everything we do should never be simply for myself, but for each other. After all, He is our Father, and our salvation is as a community, not simply as an individual. Slava Isusu Christu.